And of course, as with all astronomical observations, we're looking at a certain period of time, depending on how far away these things are. And that brings me to this question from Robin Freeston, who asks how long Earth has actually been habitable. Carolyn, what do you think?
Well, I guess it really depends what you mean by habitable and by what it might have been habitable. I mean, if you think about it, the Earth formed about 4.5 billion years ago, and an awful lot has had to happen to that Earth to render it habitable. Because the very early Earth that would have formed from the solar nebula would have been molten, incredibly hot, undergoing intense volcanism. And there wouldn't have been any oceans, no liquid water, until you have this heavy bombardment phase of our early solar system where we think comets delivered water, delivered the oceans to the Earth. That happened about 4 billion years ago and finished about 3.8 billion years ago. And then you've got to wait till the Earth has cooled sufficiently to hang on to that water, and then we start to develop oceans, which is where we think life began. So you could say, in terms of single-celled life and even sort of multi-celled life, you're looking at, say, well, for the single-celled about 3.8 billion years ago, multi-celled life about 1 billion years ago. But the Earth still strictly, I wouldn't describe as habitable at that stage, because you've got an atmosphere. The primordial atmosphere is still incredibly toxic. You need the oxygen in the atmosphere. And that only begins to be addressed once you've got oxygen-producing life forms, such as the early stromatolites, for example. And so it takes a long while to produce the kind of atmosphere, the kind of oceans, the kind of Earth we've got today. And so my best guess is that we would only begin to recognise the Earth as habitable about 500 million years ago. And it's at about that point you begin to get the ancestors of today's insects, today's animals, mammals turning up perhaps 200 million years ago, and primates only about 65 million years ago. So it's only relatively recently within the Earth's history that I would describe it as habitable.
It seems something of a contradiction that in order to be somewhere where life could develop, we needed this incredibly destructive, heavy bombardment just to provide the water.
Yes, well, the provision of water is a crucial stage about the formation of life. And there is still debate about whether the comets delivered this water and where the comets would have come from in the primordial solar system as well. It's still not completely understood or proven that this was the case.
Carolyn Crawford. We'll have more of your questions later on, but if you have a question to put to the team, email astronomy@thenakedscientists.com or tweet @nakedscientists.